No, we are joined on the line by two men from Ballybunion ahead of a very exciting event this Saturday. One is Mike Kissan from the Ballybunion Running Club and Omar Fitzell from Ballybunion Sea and Cliff Rescue. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Mike, first of all, tell us what's happening on Saturday in Ballybunion.
Yeah, so on Saturday, we're having our annual colour fun run down the beach. Starting at half 10 for the kids' run, where they'll do a 1 kilometre run around a circuit down there on the ladies' beach, and then followed by a 5 kilometre run, walk, crawl, whatever you want, at 11 o'clock for the adults. Now, we had this last year as well. It was a massive success. And throughout it, there's going to be colour stations and music going. It's a real family event, where we're just going to annihilate people really with colour powder, and everyone just has a great time, really, really kind of fun day out for everyone, And the whole aim is just to get some sponsorship, get some collections for the Sea Rescue in Ballybunion and also Scully Oscon, of which we allocated out over 3,500 each last year from this. So something that's rolled around very quickly, 365 days goes very, very quick when you look back in it. But, the Sea Rescue, how many calls they've done last year, it's only a small portion of what they spend. So, we're only too delighted in Ballybunion Run Club to assist with this.
Fantastic. And Omar, this, as Mike was saying, for two very worthy causes, what kind of help does this fundraising give you for the Ballybunion Sea and Rescue?
Oh yeah, it's massive, Matt. There's no understating it. For a number of reasons, I suppose. Number one is the running club do everything for us. We just attend on the day and help. So that takes a lot of pressure off our own members trying to raise. Like 3,500 is a lot of money to raise for a voluntary organisation. It's a massive help for us. But not just that, it's great fun. Our members enjoyed it thoroughly last year, taking part themselves, throwing paint, making sure to get Mike and Emer and all the rest of the committee covered in paint. It's good for the town. It's great crack. My own family loved it last year. And even if you're not taking part, even if you're not intending to walk it or run it, come down, support it, see it. You can buy paint. And even if you know somebody there, you can maybe chuck it at them.
And I was going to say that, Mike, as well, because it's by the running club, but obviously people might be listening and they might have no intention of running or maybe even walking, but it's an event for everyone and just to head down and have a bit of fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Look, like I say, it's all for good cause. Our registration is staying open till Friday night, There will be some limited registrations on the day, too. But like I say, even if you're not taking part, come down, be part of it, enjoy it. The beach is still public to everyone, so there's no restrictions. It's just hopefully, the weather, it looks like it's going to be good in the morning as well, nice and warm with a small breeze. It should be a perfect day out for everyone.
Yeah, and Omar, I want to ask as well, this summer, obviously, if the fundraising will help you hugely, have you had a busy summer with the Sea Rescue? Has it been a particularly busy one? I know the weather's been nice for probably more weeks than we thought.
Yeah, I suppose, look, the second half of the year has been busy for us. We've been busy the last 6 to 8 weeks. Busy isn't good for us. We'd rather obviously be quiet, Mark, but we are there to respond and respond when needed. The year kind of will continue to be busy, I'd say.
Yeah.
We've had, as I say, a busy period of 8 weeks. We're well over double figures in calls for the year, which will be busier than last year. Last year was a very quiet year for us, again, which is good, but we are up this year. So, again, fundraising in this manner for us is just game-changing stuff, and we can't underestimate the appreciation that we have for the running club for all their hard work. And a lot of work goes into events like this, and I know I'm on speaking, but I can speak for Scully Oscon as well. They're very appreciative of all the guys' work that goes on in the background too.
I'm sure, absolutely, yeah. And Mike, can you explain the details? There's T-shirts involved which can be collected, there's registration. Could you walk us through that for a minute?
Yeah, sure. So our registration is opening approximately 9:30 on Saturday morning down at the Sea Rescue building on the ladies' beach. So when you come up that day, obviously the pre-registered will be up, and you'll get a T-shirt with the sponsors on it, white T-shirt per se. You'll get sunglasses as well, and that's ultimately it. You're going to put these on, you're going to run through the colour stations, you're going to get absolutely pelted with the powder. It's a safe powder. We've had it last year. We had no complaints from anyone on it, and in fairness, it is environmentally friendly as well, so it just washes away when the sea comes in as well, and you actually get a nice colour show that too as it dissipates out. So yeah, like I say, it's a case of just turn up. You know, once you're registered and everything, it will fall into play. I would advise people maybe bring a change of clothes, all right, for when you're going home in case you wreck the car. But yeah, like I say, it is. It's just fun. That's what it is.
That's what it is, Omar. Just a bit of crack on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and Mark, look, an important point there is it is eco-friendly paint. Just for your listeners to know that it does wash away and it does dissipate almost immediately. And if people are unsure what this paint actually is, if they want to go onto our social media or the running club social media, our members were attacked by the running club on Tuesday evening when they were going out for training. They got pelted with paint. So you get an idea of what type of paint it is. It's not the liquidy paint that you normally see. It's a powdered paint. And again, it's really good crack and really good fun.
Excellent. Just one final question, lads, from a listener. Can you ask if people can donate if they're not participating in the run? I presume the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. The answer will be yes. If they want to register, it can be put in as a donation, or if they want to go to our website, they can put one in, ballybunionrescue.com, and that will then be put back into the funds to be split between ourselves and Scully Scott.